Good morning and welcome. It's a special program right here on 89.7 FM, and it's the Signs of the Times, Reflections on the Times in Which We Stand, based on the work In the Light of the Truth, the Grow Message by Abd Rashin. My name is Funmi Omoburiwo. On the program today, I have guests that are joining us online on the program. I have the country leader, Grow Movement Nigeria, Mr. Joseph Olusegun Ajanlekoko. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Funmi.
Thank you for joining us on the program.
My pleasure.
Okay, I also have Mr. Tunji Fadayiro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, and also Mr. Akin Orebi. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, thank you for joining us. All right, Mr. Ajanlekoko, let's start with, the signs of the times. Let's have your opening remarks on this.
Thank you. Good morning, dear listeners. Let me begin by stating that the explanations I wish to make will be based on the new knowledge of the truth of life and existence, which is contained in the unique work of spiritual enlightenment, In the Light of Truth, the Grow Message by Abd Rashin. This work is in three volumes, and it explains with incontrovertible logic the origin and structure of this creation and the laws that govern the world in which we live. It tells of who man is, how he came to this earth, his purpose here, and how he can find and fulfill this purpose. Although the book was written about 100 years ago, the Great Message already explains what and why human beings are growing through the experiences we are all witnessing on earth today. It also speaks of why there are increasing natural catastrophes, social upheavals, and economic distress on earth today. In addition, the Grail Message points out the path to joy and fulfillment, to salvation and ascent, and to protection from all disasters. But more about all this later. For the moment, I wish to speak on what I have titled the signs of the times. It has to do with the raging events on earth today. In the first few months of 2020, we have all become living witnesses to the COVID-19 pandemic. It took humanity unawares, bringing along confused hues and cries, turmoil and disorder. Nations upon nations have been at their wit's end. No corner of the earth seems to be spared of the plague of this coronavirus. It has disrupted human beings' ways of life, and indeed our lifestyle, like no epidemic has ever done before. In past years, there have been increasing disasters and epidemics recorded in human history. But in 2019 alone, there were about 409 natural disaster events worldwide. This is the highest ever recorded by humanity to date in 1 year. Perhaps what makes the present epidemic worrisome is the global nature of its spread and its effects. Before the pandemic, there were cases of nations threatening nations, countries bullying countries with weapons of mass destruction. There were also protests and political unrest everywhere. Then suddenly came the COVID-19 pandemic. Just one pandemic, the whole world is stunned and at a standstill. It confirmed one truism, that all human beings are one, irrespective of ideology and color and even level of development. As is typical of human beings here and there, different reasons have been preferred as the cause of the virus, and numerous explanations have been given for these times. The solutions for the cure of the pandemic have been as varied as the difference between day and night, and yet no vaccine has been found for the cure. In this regard, let us reflect on the scenario again. Just one plague and all world economy is shut down. Just this one plague, the whole world stood still. The only one plague and world governments were humbled. Just this one plague, we don't shake hands again. We don't hug each other anymore. A new term has emerged, social distance. Everyone must maintain a distance. Everything is quietened in just a few days. What a dramatic global script the whole happening must present. Obviously, these events are forcing us to learn one or two things of deep value. We can now begin to sense that our earth and creation in general may not just be for man alone. Perhaps it is dawning upon us that we are not that important, and that the earth and the whole creation can do without us. More importantly, perhaps it is now dawning upon humanity that much of what we paid attention to do not really matter when the chips are down. Suddenly, people are thinking less about business and investment. Nobody is saving for vacation or planning to travel. Our towns and cities that were overpopulated have suddenly been rid of traffic holdups and congestion. No more rushing to work and catching the early bus or motorbike. Spending lavishly on parties is no longer a threat. Hotels and guest houses are shut down. Gluttony and greed are now frowned at. People are forced to manage scarce resources. We now probably understand that going to places of worship is not the same as going to the Almighty Creator or getting to paradise. Money has almost become useless to the rich. Wealth has failed the wealthy. The corruption in unbridled materialism and acquisitive instinct is exposed. The powerful is rendered powerless. Fathers now understand what it means to have a family. Some mothers have understood how risky it is to place their children in the care of nannies and schools without adequate parental care. People now realize that above the hustle and bustle, it is life that matters, that the most important things relate to eternal values. Many are now learning to love their neighbors unconditionally, irrespective of their tribe, religion, and color. Politicians, we believe, are beginning to turn a new leaf. Their new song is service above self. Cleanliness has henceforth become priority. And we all now place more emphasis on being neat and observing simple hygiene. Some religious leaders are learning fast that it is better to teach men spiritual values than to talk of prosperity, tithes and offerings. Of what use are those beautiful edifices when the congregation do not know the purpose of worship and reverence to God Almighty? Going to school is seemingly no longer a do-or-die affair, as virtual learning is already gradually coming into focus. Soon, academic qualifications will give way to skills and accomplishments that add value to human life and existence. So we are now coming back to our senses as a humanity, learning to depend and check on each other. Do you now see how many safe messages you have received during this period? Love of our neighbor has taken the center stage. In summary, whatever conspiracy theories are being bandied around about the pandemic, one thing is sure. When this is over, a little sanity will be restored to the world, and humanity will move back a few centuries when men haven't lost their sense of being human. The total new awakening would not be sustainable without deep knowledge about the cause and effect of happenings in creation. The simple truth is that there are no accidents in creation. Already statements and comments, even blame games, are washed in the public domain to depict human frustrations and lack of knowledge. Statements like, why is God causing this to happen? Why is God punishing us? Why is God not healing the world? Satan has taken over the world. Is this the end of the world? Even the most ludicrous statement like, Jesus is coming soon and will be seen in the sky, is being bandied around. Some say it is technology and the Antichrist that are at work. All these confused questioning and remarks exhibit deep-seated lack of understanding and clarity about events of the present times. These times of the lockdown first call for humble seeking, determination to take a recess into one's corner and to personally entertain sober reflections in silence. It is a season when silence is golden.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Janley Koko. But let's look at it. How did we get here?
Well, that is the most important question of present day. What are we to make of these things spiritually? And spiritually, I put in bold letters. In the midst of all the confusion and in view of the desperate flight of Earth's humanity, how did we get there becomes a very important question. And I'll quickly treat the origin of how we got here first. This is hinged first and foremost on the purpose of man's incarnation on Earth. First, it is important to know that man is spirit and not this body of flesh, bones and blood, which we wear like a garment. Man's incarnation into this world was for spiritual development. He was given the opportunity to come to the earth, to grow, mature, and become fully conscious, mature spirit. In this process of maturity, he was to use this world like a training school to create a replica of Father's like his home in the spiritual. What went wrong has to do with the intellect, which is a tool man needs to navigate his way on earth. Instead of using this, the God-willed harmonious cooperation that was to exist between our two brain parts, namely the small brain that harbors the intuition and the large brain where the intellect is warehoused, became disjointed. The front brain took over the center stage. Man voluntarily favoring the large brain through his free will subjected himself to the materially adjusted predominance of the intellect. He raised it to the place which is due only to the spirit. Man thus cut himself off from all health and lost his way back to paradise. This was the fall of man. This fall of man became the beginning of all distortions upon the earth and material creation. And this is why we got to where we are. We abandoned spiritual pursuits and values for eternity and started accumulating earthly treasures and power. Vanity became the most powerful poison for our spiritual well-being. Vanity became the root of so many evils such as greed, envy, hatred, slander, murder, torture in wars and in revolutions, all in complete defilement of creation's law. Therefore, the current state of affairs for me today has much to do with man's wrong action as expressed through evil volitions arising out of the aforementioned downfall. Man became unruly guest in the household of creation, insensitive to the order and lawfulness which surrounds him. This led, among other things, to the pollution of water and air, the contamination of the environment with substances that are injurious to health, substances that are breathed in or eaten without control every day. Included in this are the techniques of wars, of destroying one another with dreadful biological, chemical, and atomic weapons. Matthew, the earth, which is the work of the Almighty Creator, has its own rhythm. It is like a seed sown, which germinates, grows, ripens, and decays in order through renewal to usher in new lives and activities. Therefore, what is raging now in the world, dear listeners, is tied to an approach to the end of a phase in time. For this, our material at play, and that is what many now know as the last judgment.
Okay, Mr. Jalekoko, you mentioned the two parts of the brain, the smaller and the bigger one. The smaller one, you said, was the intuition, and then the bigger one, the intellect. You know, and that we had given more prominence to the intellect. Can you please differentiate between those two? The smaller part, the intuition part, which you spoke about, what was this supposed to do? And the intellect, how are we supposed to have handled it? Because you said it's because we didn't handle it the way we were supposed to, given prominence to the intellect. That's why we're here, where we are today. Could you expatiate on that a little bit?
Well, yes, I will do. Coming to this man's tool, which he needs in order to navigate his way on earth, is the intellect.
Okay.
Because it's of material nature. But there is the smaller brain, the bad brain. We've made it small, actually. The bad brain, I would rather say, which was supposed to be the guiding light for the intellect. Man is supposed to listen to that intuition, your inner voice, in doing your day-to-day activity. If we are concentrated so much on not suppressing this intuition, the inner voice, we would have had what I call a movement in the creation which is harmonious, which swings with the laws of nature, which would invariably will have had a balance between our intellect and the back brain. But unfortunately, like I stated, we allow the front brain to take the center stage. And this imbalance has created what you now call the fall of man.
Okay. Earlier on, you know, in your opening remarks, you said we found that at this time, because of things happening, that earth and creation is not for man alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you please explain that part? Why it's not for man alone?
Yes, indeed. If you look at the early times, the beginning of creation, you find out that plants, vegetation, water, and so on first came into the world. After that came the animals. Man was the last one to incarnate on earth, and this came rather late. And so, when we say that the world is not meant for them alone, it means that nature has other beings that were occupying the world and that were more aligned with the will of the Almighty Father than man. It was when man came, he started destruction, not aligning with the will of the Almighty Father. And so, as we are approaching the closing of this cycle, is the last person to come that will be the first to go. So these disasters are manifestations of what we will expect in the final judgment. It shows that because of the way we have, man has mishandled the earth, he is not, is a guest who has destroyed everything that nature has provided, that the Almighty Father has provided for its creation. And so he will suffer the consequences, out of which we are witnessing now.
Okay, some people have made some assertions that, you know, it's because of our sin that God is punishing us at this point in time, and that's why we have this plague ravaging, you know, the whole world at this point in time. What's your position on that?
That assertion is wrong. The current state of affairs today has much to do with man's wrong action, as expressed through evil volitions arising out of this intellect. Because what has happened, and I will state this, is that the Almighty God does not suffer people. He created us to come and live in harmony and develop this creation to become like the paradise back home. So, in short, if you look at in my script, in the lecture, in the great message titled Faith, the bringer of the message states, God does not at all directly intervene in all these small and great cares of men, such as wars, mystery, and other earthly matters. From the very beginning, He has woven into creation His perfect laws, which automatically carry out their incorruptible work so that all is accurately fulfilled, forever taking effect uniformly, thus preventing any preference as well as any prejudice and injustice being impossible. Hence, God has no need to trouble Himself especially about this, His work. His work is without flaws. So it is not God who decides what may be in store for man. Rather, it is man himself who is responsible for what will and must strike him sooner or later in this or in future lives, if there is still that possibility of reincarnation. All this is the weaving of man, and there is a law that is the nature's law, God's law, which says that what you sow is what you reap. And I think this too was expressed in the book, in the Bible, Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, I quote, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It's a fundamental law of creation, and it is this defilement that has led to what is happening, the suffering. Eternal goodness.
Does God interfere in the affairs of men at all?
No, He doesn't directly interfere. It is governed through His laws. Like I said, from the beginning, He has woven into creation His perfect laws, which automatically carry out their incorruptible work, so that all is accurately fulfilled. It is when you run foul of these laws that you suffer the consequences. He stands high above in His majesty at His throne, but the laws is like the earthly laws. Once you defile the law of the land, the consequences are there. And so it is the same in creation. The laws of God are there. As I have just mentioned to you, the law of sowing and reaping. This is called the law of reciprocal action. What you sow is what you reap. If we have sown good, then we will be reaping good in creation. But what over time, man has defiled nature, has burdened himself with guilt, polluted the whole environment, and what is happening now are the consequences of this, our action.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines for as many people that might have maybe question or clarification on what's been said so far. We'll open the phone lines and we'll be able to take some calls at that time. You're still listening to The Signs of the Times, reflections on the times in which we stand, based on the work in the light of truth, the Grow Message by Abdul Rasheen. And a special guest on the show is still Mr. Joseph Olusegun Ajanle Koko, the country leader, Grow Movement Nigeria. Let's take this break. We'll be right back. Still Signs of the Times, reflections on the times in which we stand, based on the work in the light of truth, a Grow Message by Abdul Rasheen. Let's take some announcements now. Before I went on the break, I said we'll take your calls. If you have questions or you need some clarifications on some of the things that have been said this morning on the program, the call lines are open, 0825-897-0897. 0825-897-0897, 0825-897-1897, 0825-897-1897. Let me call on Mr. Atunji Fadairu to give us some announcements at this point in time. Mr. Fadairu.
Thank you very much, Fumi. Good morning, listeners. If you've been listening to Mr. Ajanle Koko, he began by telling us that he has taken his convictions, which he has conveyed, out of the walk in the light of truth, the Grail Message. And so my announcement is directing you to where you can obtain copies of the work in the light of truth, the Grail Message by Abdul Rasheen. And these are available in various bookshops and Grail centers across Nigeria and on Grail land. That's at Iju Hills in Lagos. You can visit our website for further directions. And that website is www.grailand.com. I'll spell Grailand for you. That's GRAILLAND.com. www.grailand.com. You may also call or send a WhatsApp message to 0803-320-1244. I'll repeat, 0803-320-1244 or 0802-312-8538. I repeat once more, 0802-312-8538. You may also visit our bookshop, our publisher's house, which is www.alexander-bernhardt.com.ng. You may call the publishers on 0814-635-7169. I repeat, 0814-635-7169. www.alexander-bernhardt.com.ng. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Okay, I think we'll take some calls now. The phone lines have been buzzing. Hello, good morning. Hello. Okay, I think network issues there. Feel free, you can put your calls through. And 0825-897-0897, 0825-897-1897. 0805-897-1897. Okay, you can call us right here in the studio if you have questions. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You have come here and calling me from Magodo. I'm listening to your...
Your name again?
Comrade Apman.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. I want to ask our brother there the discrepancy in religion, because I've listened to him from A to Z, and because some Nigerians who are Christian or other religion will disagree with him. So I want him to put in perspective. Let me listen to him very attentively. The difference between what we believe as his religion there and what we tend to believe in the Bible. He quoted Galatians, actually, is right, and all that on that aspect. But there are a lot of discrepancies on the what he said. So I want him to do justice to that. Especially when he talks about school.
Okay, Mr. Mr. Jale Koko. Okay, so he was talking about, he says that there are some discrepancies, you know, in religion, that although there had been agreement in some areas, that you went ahead to quote Galatians, which was correct, but that, you know, he doesn't really fully support everything you said, that, you know, some religions would not agree with what you've said so far. That why are there discrepancies?
Mr. Akan, there has always been differences in views about spirituality. I'm talking of spirituality here, not religion per se, because religion was man-made. What the great message is about is about the spiritual essence of mankind, and it is unfortunate that as we have had forerunners of truth, including the Son of God Jesus coming, there have been misinformation or the what you can call in the layman's parlance bastardization of what their teachings are, and this has happened over millennia. And this discussion is now becoming more and more prominent as we approach the end time. Because man has taken it upon himself, using his intellect, to interpret spiritual happenings or twist it to suit his own convenience. Otherwise, there shouldn't be any discrepancy. There's only one truth in creation, and there's only one God, and everything that emanates from him is the entire truth. How the discrepancy had crept in is due to man. It's due to various leaders of the religious group who have tended to amend it to suit their own personal selfish desire. What the grace message stands for is the absolute truth as it comes from the source itself. And this is what I am making known to you today.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ajale Koko. Call lines are still open. 0805-897-1897. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Mr. I'm calling from Ojoli Peter.
I didn't get your name, sorry.
Mr. Peter.
All right, Mr. Peter from Ojoli, go ahead.
Yes, I really appreciate for the content to say that I really want to be clear. So, ask for this, really, I don't.
Mr. Peter, the line is not too clear. Would you want to change location? Maybe it's where you're standing or something, so we can hear you clearly and get your question.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay. All right. Let's try now. Go ahead.
Yeah. What is the question you asking pertaining to what we are going through as a humanity? You asking if what we are going through is it as a result of our sin? And he said no. But I appreciate when he quoted the Bible, meaning that I have access to the Bible. And we have had many contacts in the Bible whereby God directly punished his people when they misbehaved or out of the result of their sin. Number one, the flood of Noah. Number two, the destruction of that was found in the book of Genesis 19, and so on and so forth. Now, what is he telling us that it is because of misbehaving or not meeting up the law of the nature or the spiritual law that we are paying the penalty? So can you say something more about that?
All right, Mr. Ajale Koko.
Basically, what I'm saying is that Almighty God does not interfere in the affairs of men. It is our sowing that we are reaping. And this was in the Bible. There are so many instances. Lord Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 13, 8, that there will be earthquakes, there will be pestilence, there will be famine because of man's wrongdoings. He predicted it. He said, towards the end time, all this will come. He said, there are proclamations of the way man has been living. And he said, all these signs, whose frequency can no longer be ignored, as we are presently witnessing with COVID-19, point to the fact that it is nearing climax, that the Almighty Father is demanding that we render account for our misdeeds. And that is what is happening.
Okay, because of time, I'd like you to, because we've said a lot, so what would you say is the way out for us as we take your closing remarks?
Well, tribulation, despair, and destruction are the only lawful reciprocal actions of wrong, effects of wrong actions. Surely this is not difficult to grasp if one only makes the effort. It contains a simple and clear natural law that anything that is being done wrongly, man will suffer the consequences. And this is what, like I said, we are witnessing now. With this, I'm giving you a brief glimpse into that great activity of creation, which caused men many a headache already. So that by way of the great message of this new and unique knowledge, which we need urgently as a help on earth today, you can see that all the distress, all the fears and suffering can only be ascribed by man to himself. And he could have avoided a great deal had he not stubbornly entered upon wrong, what I call wrong courses. In the opening remark, and I'll give this for me to the viewers.
To listeners, rather.
In the opening remark to his work, the bringer of the great message says, this message will strike only those who still carry within them a spark of truth and the yearning to be true human beings. To all such, it will become the shining light and star. It will lead them unswervingly out of all the chaos of the present day confusion. And he said these words that he proclaimed does not bring a new religion, but is intended as the touch to help all serious listeners or readers find the right path. Again, man is the spirit and his goal on earth is spiritual. So I ask you, in the midst of all this happening, what is your present spiritual standing? What do you hold there, man, and sacred as the end approaches for humanity? Because we have been given this opportunity to live in this world and develop it.
All right, Mr. Ajalegogo, can you please summarize time?
So, let us walk without delay for our salvation.
Okay.
The Creator has placed everything in creation into our hands. Make use of this time to find out what He demands of us. Otherwise, every moment now holds disaster or gain for you.
Mm.
Let us wake up to readjust our lives, to do only what is right before the end time and final judgment. Today, it was only a single virus. Tomorrow will be more unrelenting, more devastating, and more destructive.
Yeah.
So I will urge us all to try and go after spiritual emancipation and look at the great message, which points to you the path to freedom and ascent.
All right,
and
sir.
Purpose of your earth.
Okay.
And the purpose of being on earth today.
All right. Thank you so much. Mr. Ajanle Koko. We've been speaking with the country leader, Growth Movement Nigeria, Mr. Joseph Olusegun Ajanle Koko, on the signs of the times, reflection on the times in which we stand, based on the work in the light of truth, a Growth Message by Abdul Rashim. Thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning. And big thank you to Mr. Tunji Fadayiro and also Mr. Aki Orebi for this time. We hope the phone lines are still buzzing. We won't be able to take any more calls because our time definitely is first pain. So we hope we'll be able to do this another time. Thank you so much for joining us. Good morning once again.
Thank you.
All right, that's it this morning. Good morning. We'll do this again another time. I am Fumi Omoboriowo. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.